Welcome back to The Daily, Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. Also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Ghost Energy Drink. And right now we go to our sports line. We have Josh Trope joining us here, Lumen Christi Titan head basketball coach for the boys. Josh, thanks so much for taking time out and joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk a little basketball. Yeah, all right, just let me know if this is accurate, because what I have been saying all season long, you've got Lumen in the I-8, and they're playing a bunch of D1, D2 schools. It's going to be a different story once they start playing some D3 schools. And it feels like it's been that way. Am I wrong, or am I kind of on when we're talking about Lumen that way?
Yeah, no, I think there's some truth to that, obviously. We're 4-0 against D3 schools this year. So we have had success when we've played at our level. And we definitely believe that the I-8 is a great opportunity for us to prepare ourselves for the state playoff. The talent level is really good in the I-8. The coaching is really good, and there's some really good athletes.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, slouch right there. 7-2 record in your conference play, but like I said, D1, D2 schools there. You were competitive with the likes of Northwest and a handful of others throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, we were really proud of that. We only had one game that we lost more than 8 points on the entire season, as you said, against a bunch of D1 and D2 schools. You know, our league champs, Coldwater and Marshall, they split it. We took Marshall to overtime and lost to Coldwater at the buzzer, so we were right there. With Division I schools. And then last week, leading into districts, we played Jackson High, who's had a great year. I know their season ended on Monday in a really tough district, but you know, that was a game we felt like, not that we could have had, but that we blew. We had it. We were up 4 with 2 minutes left, and we had an opportunity to put them away, and we couldn't do that. Some of that had to do with their ability to turn up the heat defensively, and then some of it with us being a really young team with only one senior in the rotation. But again, you know, we've seen that kind of competition all year long.
Now, when you guys move to a new conference next year, are you going to have like the same level of competition? Is it going to be a different feel for you? What are your thoughts on moving to the new conference next year?
You know, that's a great question, and not many people have talked to me about that, so I'm glad you asked. We just saw Jesse Brown, our athletic director, just went to the Catholic League meeting yesterday, and we just saw our division for next year kind of finalized yesterday. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's actually even tougher than the I-8. Now, it doesn't have as many Division I teams, but we're going to see teams like Riverview, Gaber, Richard, who is in Division III, but they're in the top 10. Detroit Loyola, who's the number one team in Division III in the state, we'll play them twice. And then a host of Division II teams like Divine Child, who has almost twice as many students as us, and a rich basketball tradition, and then Ann Arbor Gaber-Richard, and a few others. The league is still going to be extremely competitive, just maybe not as big as schools. So I think it's a better fit. I'm thrilled that we're going to be in a league with other Catholic schools. I think it's a great fit for our school and our athletic program, and I think it'll create some new and exciting rivalries.
Sounds like the gas bill is going to be about the same, too. You're just traveling east instead of west.
Correct. Yeah. I know that was a concern of a lot of people, but when you look at it, it really isn't much of a difference. We're playing a couple of Ann Arbor teams. There's a Dearborn team, a couple of Dearborn teams in there, and you know, we'll be really proactive with the scheduling. We'll make sure that when we do have a really long trip, we're either playing on Friday night or Saturday at 3 o'clock. We're not going to put our student athletes in a position to be in a bus for 3 hours on a Tuesday night. We wouldn't do that to the kids.
Well, tell us about the kids on your team. You got one senior. I mean, the future's got to look bright. It already looks pretty good, but the future's got to look bright, too, especially when we've got some experience in youth coming back. But you got one senior on your team. Tell me about some of the kids who made a difference for you this year.
Yeah, so, Joe Lathers is our one senior that's in the rotation. Our other one is Brendan Stevens, who he's a great leader, great locker room guy, and makes us better every day. But Joe on the floor has had a great year. He's averaging close to 13 points a game and 7 rebounds. And he's our guy. I mean, he's our leader in every way, on the court, at practice, in the locker room, off the court, all those things. And, you know, he's an incredible athlete, competitor. You know, he took us to a state title in football, and he's really, deserves a lot of credit for the turnaround and the culture of the basketball program as well. So Joe's had a great year as a senior. Some of our other players that have given us great years so far. We have two sophomores that have started every game this year, and that's Luke Tropay and Timmy Crowley. Luke's averaging 12 points a game and has hit over 53 pointers on the season while still shooting at 34%. And then Timmy Crowley is kind of our glue guy that does it all. He plays the guard against pressure. He guards other teams' post players. As a sophomore, he's shooting 60% from the floor, you know, averaging four rebounds a game. And then, you know, a couple juniors that have really given us a ton, lately, especially is Kaysen Burgess. He's averaging 7 points a game and, you know, usually guards the other team's best player, great athlete getting to the rim. And then there's Gannon Shore, who's like our sniper off the bench. I mean, he just fills it up from three, comes in, and you know, I call him my Vinnie Johnson, and most young people don't know who that is, but he's our microwave. He comes in, and if he's hot, it changes the game, and we leave him in. And if he's not, we go in another direction. But he's had a great year for us as well. And I think there's two other kids I have to talk about it,
yeah.
And that's Aiden and Alex Pastoriza. They are unquestionably our leaders going forward. They have really assumed a vocal role. Joe's that lead by example guy and man a few words and speaks when he needs to. But Aiden and Alex have become the voice of this program as juniors already, which is really exciting because we have them back next year as seniors. And Alex especially had a great district quarterfinal game Monday, had 10 points off the bench and, you know, gave us 20, 25 minutes of really good play. So, you know, I look at those two as the twins being our captains next year and just a ton of returning players. And then our freshmen went, 21-1 and our eighth grade and seventh grade didn't lose a game. And so there's a lot of talent coming. It's a really exciting time to be at Lumen Christi for basketball.
Future's bright. And I bet they looked at you like you had a third eye when you said Vinnie Johnson.
Yes, I think they got to Google that. I'm pretty sure the kids have to Google that one. But their dads know who I'm talking about.
Their dads do. Their dads, well, I don't know. That might be past some of the dads, too. But
that's true.
All right. So, you know, we're running out of time, but I do want to talk about the matchup tonight. You've got Jonesville tonight. I don't think you've had them on your schedule at all, but, I mean, you're a little familiar with proximity. You play D3 in division all the time. At the end of the season. So what do you have to do to get past Jonesville tonight?
Well, it's going to be a great matchup. They're extremely well coached. Coach Turner and I go way back to when I was at Milan and he was at Dundee years ago. And, this is his third year at Jonesville and he's really had it rolling. They've been playing Division II the last 2 years. So they're stepping down to Division III. So they feel very confident themselves. They've had a great year. They won the Big Eight. They're 17-5 on the season. It's going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a grind, and it's going to be one of those games that goes down to the last possession. And, you know, we're averaging 50 points a game and giving up 43. They're averaging 48 points a game and giving up 41. So it's going to be one of those type of games.
Yeah, it's going to be close. And I know you're probably looking at the top part of that bracket, too. Hanover, you know, they got, you know, kind of tossed around like a lot of the Cascades teams tend to do. And Concord also made a run for that championship in the Big Eight. So your thoughts on a potential opponent on Friday?
I will just be thrilled to be in that game on Friday.
Okay.
I promise you this, if we win tonight, we'll show up and play either one of those teams and we'll be happy to be there and happy to be at home. I think just like our game, I think it's going to come down to the end of that game. Hanover has two special guards. I think Concord has more depth and athleticism. So we'll see what happens in that one. But as long as we're there Friday, I don't care who we play.
All right. Well, I mean, one of the things I was taught was to always ask the same question, but in a different way. So here it is. Which coach would you prefer to watch your game after the first game today?
What's that? Wait, say that again.
Would you want the Hanover Horton coach to hang out and watch your game, or would you like Gil from Concord to hang out and watch your game today?
I want them both to stay. I want whoever wins to stay and scout us, and I want loser to want to just stay and watch great basketball. So there you go.
There you go. You got a politician in your future. That's for sure.
There you go. I'm not answering that one. Yep.
Josh Tropay, head coach of Lumen Titan basketball. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Daily, Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. All right.